Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, let's synchronize our watches. My time says it's 1 o'clock, and it's time for us now to go to the daily focus for today. Remember, I did say we're focusing on miracles, sweet, sweet miracles. So today we're going to start by defining miracles, and joining us to give us some perspective is Evangelist Patrick Letisi Nyebeta. Evangelist, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Hey, Buddhist, you're pale, man. I can't, man. How are you?
Not a pastor. I'm not the pastor of Mangeli.
You're not a pastor?
No, no, no. You're probably mistaking me for my brother. Not myself.
I blessed you today. I blessed you today. You're a pastor.
All right, Munis. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Let's talk miracles, Mvangeli. Let's talk about, first of all, the definitions. According to the Webster, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a miracle is an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs, a divinely natural phenomenon experienced humanly as the fulfillment of spiritual law, an extremely outstanding or unusual event. Thing or accomplishment. So let's go back to the Bible now. What does the Bible define a miracle as?
Wow, that's powerful, brothers. That's powerful, man. A miracle. You remember when Jesus is about to heal a human being? When Jesus is about to heal a human being, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So
you
go
hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
He always asks him, do you believe? In other words, it's something that in endowenza with you, person.
Okay.
That is something that is dealing with you.
Mvangeli, please forgive me. Are you able to... Are you able to move away from where you are right now? Because the news in the background is kind of competing with you in terms of volume.
Okay. Let me try, because I'm in my room, man.
Okay.
Can I switch the TV off?
Yes, I'd appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir. Really
let
appreciate that.
Let me switch
that.
The TV off.
That's going to help
let
us.
Let me
yes.
switch the TV. Now, am I clear now?
Much better. Go ahead, sir.
Much better.
Yes.
Now, I was saying to you, every time Jesus, before he healed a human being, he always asked a question. Do you believe?
Yeah.
Do you believe? We are following that you are going to be healed. You see?
Yes, sir.
So meaning, it's got something to do with me. Or it's got something to do with a person that is going to be healed at that moment.
Okay.
So that's why Jesus asked a person first, do you believe?
Yeah.
Because God is going to perform a miracle to this person. If you remember a man, I think it's Matthew, who was sitting in the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. The story says men stayed there for 38 years.
Mm.
And when Jesus asked him, why are you here? The answer said, no one helped me. When amanzi athe agxoshwa, I'm a Xhosa man. Sometimes I'll use Xhosa words.
Yes.
Yeah, when amanzi athe agxoshwa.
When the waters have been disturbed, yes.
Yes, no one is taking me in.
Yeah.
Because I have no power, because I'm in this problem that I am. So now when Jesus came to him, now he says, do you believe? Do you believe?
Yeah.
So he asked him a question before he healed the person. So Jesus was going to do a miracle to this person.
Yeah.
That he never believed, that in terms of sinning, so I was appealing, so in this situation.
Yeah.
So to me and the Bible, it's about you, that God, that the miracle that God is going to perform to you, do you believe? Do you believe now in it?
Yeah.
For example, do you remember the story of the Israelites?
Which,
when they were Israelites.
Which story would that be?
When they were out of Egypt.
Yes.
Going to Canaan.
Yes.
Now they traveled up until they reached the Mediterranean Sea.
Okay.
Yeah, the Red Sea. Now Moses said to them, because they were afraid, because at the back Pharaoh was coming with soldiers, 600 strong soldiers.
Yeah.
And remember, this thing that was going to be done in front of them, they never saw it.
Yeah.
They never knew it. They never know it. So when Moses said to them, "Misan, stand and see that God, what he is going to do to the Israelites, to the Egypts that you are seeing today, that you will never see them no more."
Yeah.
So then God started to open the sea. Okay. That was a miracle, a powerful miracle in front of them.
Okay.
Because they never saw that. They never saw that. They never even heard about it. They never even experienced it. So it was the first time for them to see it.
Yeah.
So that was a powerful miracle to them. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Am I with you? Tell me if I'm wrong, or I'm just maybe I'm going astray.
You're still there.
Okay. I'm trying to put in front on a table the miracle from the Bible.
Yeah.
God who did things that human being can't do.
Yes.
Is he not that umuntu can do engena kuzenza human being can perform them.
Yes.
So God doing those things, those are powerful miracles. I'm just reading a book now just before you call me. SDA Bible commentary volume 1.
Yeah.
In the creation where it says God called everything into existence using his words.
Yes.
Using his words. Using his like, when God spoke, everything came to existence.
Yes.
When God spoke, everything came to existence. So the miracle, the powerful, supernatural power that comes from the mouth of God, when he speaks, he creates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Okay.
So help me, help me understand then, when we are talking about these miracles, as you are giving examples, how do they work? Do they necessarily defy the laws of science? You've given an example of the Israelites crossing the Red Sea. The waters stood on edge, and it is alleged that they walked on dry ground. What happened to gravity there? What happened to aqua dynamics? All the laws of science that tell us this is just not possible. I suppose the question is, how do these miracles work?
Wow! I'm trying to feed my mind, because I'll keep on saying that, because I'm busy trying to study this thing, magic and the miracle.
Okay.
Magic and the miracle. Yeah, I was on it just before you called me. Like, I was trying to. Give me your question again.
So the question is, how do miracles work?
How do miracles work?
That's right.
Wow. Apparently, I was just on Oxford Dictionary now. Ne?
Yes.
I was on Oxford Miracle Now, and trying to find out about this thing, miracle. How do they work? Man, I'm a human. Sometimes other things won't come clearly to my mind. How do miracle work?
Okay.
As this is why, as I told you that everything that God did is also it's a miracle to us.
Okay.
And now I'm not a man who know like who knows scientific things like how science worked,
okay,
how science do things. I'm not exposed in that area, but through my mind, what I normally know is everything that your brains feed it with, and you came to an understanding of what you are feeding your brain. It's what the answer that you are going to get.
Yeah. Okay.
You see? You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What you feed your mind with, what you download it to your mind as you see how things works outside the world.
Yeah.
How things works in the world. Then you feed your mind and you come up with a conclusion. Maybe that's saying it's God who did it, or it's science who did it.
Yeah.
So at the back of my mind, as I grew up as a young child, till I'm this age today.
Yeah.
My mother always taught me that everything that we see is something that comes from the hand of God.
Okay.
Up until I find out by myself. So now to come up with a question, how this miracle works, this is why I said to you, rather I answer them with what God did with his people in the ancient times in order to get the answer of what you are needing at the moment.
Yeah.
This is why I was bringing you those examples to answer the question.
Okay.
Exactly, to answer the question, that God always do powerful things in front of the people. At the end of the day, those people, they don't even understand those things. Even they were doing in front of them.
Yeah, yeah. So
for example.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, okay. Okay, can I go ahead?
Yes, please.
Yeah, like I said to you, that miracle of God opening the sea in front of the Israelites. I was in last weekend. I was in Camps Bay.
Okay.
I'm in Cape Town. Okay.
I
was in Camps Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just taking a drive. Then I stopped the car. Then I just went out on top of the sea. The first thing that comes to my mind that time is my mind went straight to Egypt, in that ancient time where God opened the sea, and I asked myself how this thing happened. Such a thing to open a way. Up until I had an answer that say, man, God is supernatural.
Yeah.
So the miracles, how they work, my man. The only person who can answer those miracles, my friend, I think it's God.
Yeah, yeah.
It's God. Mna, only what I can do is I can just appreciate.
Yeah.
What is taking place in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
For example, I always say to people, if you want to know that God is powerful, just stand in front of the mirror,
yes,
naked.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
In front of the big mirror, naked, and starting to see yourself back and front, and be like David. When David says, "Uthixo umenze umuntu ngoko yikekayo,"
okay,
we are fearfully made.
Yeah,
we are fearfully made. I don't know what I'm trying to answer your question.
I hear you.
But I'm trying my best.
I got you. I hear you.
So when you stand in front of the mirror and trying to find out, you have hair.
Yes.
But when you cut them, but they still grow. You have nails in your hand, in your fingers. When one nail moves, another one comes in.
Yeah.
Where does those things come? Those are miracles.
Yes.
That's a miracle that no human answer can. That no human can answer.
Yes.
No science can. No science can answer.
Yeah. I hear you. Here's my final question. Am I understanding you well then, Evangeli, that we should not try to understand, we should not try to use logic and apply them
okay.
to understand miracles, because these things are beyond human understanding. Am I understanding you
beyond
well?
These things are beyond human understanding. Mommy.
Yes, yes.
How God created even the world.
Okay.
You know most of evolution.
Yes, 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 sir.
That says we are coming from apes.
Yes.
And I always ask myself a question that every time when I look at an ape, as I grow, I'm a grown man. What does why does the ape can't change to be a human being?
Yes.
Try to answer myself, try to answer my question. That answer, that saying says you are coming from apes.
Yes.
Now. So allow me to say it to you. When you feed your mind with a scientific things that are taking place around the world, then the answer that you are going to get is scientific.
Okay.
When you feed your mind with God, what God is doing around the world,
yeah,
then allow me to say God is going to explore more information in your head. Even the science giving us example, giving us information, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, when you try to find out these things, man, no, there is something wrong here.
Yeah.
Or there's something that I can learn here. There's something that I can change and put to my pocket, then I move forward.
Yeah.
But because of we're always feeding our mind with what God is doing,
yeah,
then we will understand. This is why I said at the beginning, everything that you are feeding your mind with, that what you are going to get at the end of the day.
Okay. All right.
Because the miracle and the magic, it looks like they are alike. They are fine.
Yes.
But when you try to define them, then you will see that there is a difference.
All right. Well, we'll conclude our conversation right now, Mvangeli. I'd like us to pray now. Please pray for us and help us understand what miracles, may God help us understand the miracles he's going to perform. And we should not even try and understand these miracles. Please pray for us, Mvangeli.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow, but let's pray now. Our Heavenly Father, please, thank you so much, God, for helping us to understand. We know that we are human beings. We are learning every time.
Mm.
We are trying by all means to understand your works.
Yes.
How you works. We are trying by all means to bring to our minds the difference that how you, God, are.
Yes.
So that we human can understand. So that we can feed our mind with. Thank you so much with this small presentation. I hope me, Elder Patrick, and my friend, the presenter, will try to understand this in this week. Up until at the end of the day, we don't want any collusion between the human. So that at the end of the day, we know that God is the one who takes care of everything. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mvangeli. Wow. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate your time. We'll see you tomorrow as we tackle this subject once again. Thank you very much, Mvangeli.
You're welcome, Amen. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.